Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into Arcutis Q3 earnings report, exploring the fascinating dynamics of their phone share, the progress of their GTN initiative, and their ambitious 2026 vision. It's a lot to unpack, so let's get started.
Absolutely. Arcutis has been making some significant moves in the dermatology space, and understanding these financial and strategic underpinnings is crucial for investors and industry watchers alike. I'm particularly interested in how the foam formulation is performing and what that means for their market position.
Me too. The introduction to their report really sets the stage, highlighting a period of substantial progress and strategic advancement. They're framing this Q3 not just as a quarter of financial results, but as a testament to their innovative approach and their commitment to addressing the needs of patients with dermatological conditions.
That's a great way to look at it. Instead of just numbers, they're emphasizing the why behind the growth. They've been focused on expanding their product portfolio and ensuring accessibility, which are key drivers for any pharmaceutical company, especially in a specialized field like dermatology.
Exactly. And they're not shying away from the challenges either. The report acknowledges the competitive landscape and the ongoing need for innovation. But the overarching theme is one of confidence and a clear roadmap towards their long-term goals, particularly that 2026 vision they've laid out.
It's always reassuring when a company has a forward-looking strategy. Let's move into Section 1, which seems to focus on the core financial performance for Q3. What were the headline figures?
Section 1 details the Q3 financial highlights, and the numbers are quite impressive. We saw significant revenue growth, driven primarily by the strong performance of their key products. They've reported a substantial increase in net sales compared to the previous year, which is a clear indicator of positive market reception and effective commercial strategies.
That revenue growth is certainly the first thing investors look for. Can you break down which products were the main contributors to this increase? Was it a broad-based growth, or were there specific products that really carried the load?
The report indicates that the growth was indeed driven by specific flagship products, with the foam formulation playing a particularly pivotal role. They've provided data on the sales figures for each of their approved therapies, showing a healthy uptake across the board, but with certain products exhibiting accelerated growth trajectories.
The foam formulation, yes, that's been a major focus. What does the report say about its market penetration and its contribution to the overall sales figures? Is it meeting or exceeding expectations?
It appears to be exceeding expectations. The success of the foam share is a significant talking point in Section 1. They've detailed its performance in terms of prescription volume and market share gains within its therapeutic category. The data suggests strong physician adoption and positive patient feedback, translating directly into robust sales.
That's fantastic news for Arcutis. When a specific formulation like the foam really takes off, it not only boosts immediate revenue but also validates the company's R&D and formulation expertise. What about the profitability or the gross margin associated with these sales?
The report touches upon gross margins, indicating they remain healthy and are benefiting from economies of scale as production ramps up. While they are still investing heavily in research, development, and commercialization, the increasing sales volume is clearly contributing to improved profitability metrics. They've managed to maintain a good balance between growth investment and financial efficiency.
That balance is key. It's easy for companies to get caught up in just top-line growth and neglect the bottom line. So, overall, Section 1 paints a picture of strong commercial execution and positive market dynamics for Arcutis core products.
Precisely. Now, let's transition into Section 2, which seems to delve deeper into the foam share specifically. This is clearly a product they're highlighting, so it warrants a closer look at its performance drivers and market impact.
Yes, the foam share is definitely a buzzword around Arcutis. Section 2 unpacks this further. What are they attributing its success to? Is it the unique formulation, the specific conditions it treats, or perhaps their marketing and sales strategy for this particular product?
The report attributes the success of the foam share to a multifaceted approach. Firstly, the formulation itself offers distinct advantages, likely in terms of efficacy, tolerability, or ease of use compared to existing treatments. They've emphasized the patient-centric design of this foam-based delivery system.
Ease of use and tolerability are huge factors in dermatology. Patients often struggle with topical treatments that are greasy, difficult to apply, or cause irritation. If the foam formulation addresses these issues, it would naturally lead to better adherence and patient satisfaction.
Exactly. And that patient satisfaction translates into physician confidence. Section 2 provides insights into physician feedback and prescribing patterns. They've seen a growing number of dermatologists embracing the foam, recognizing its benefits for patients suffering from conditions like plaque psoriasis and seborrheic dermatitis.
So, it's a combination of a superior product profile and effective physician engagement. Have they provided any specific metrics on market share gains for the foam? Like, what percentage of the relevant market does it now capture?
They have provided some market share data, showing a consistent upward trend in Q3. While the exact percentage might vary depending on the specific market segment they're referencing, the narrative is one of significant penetration and continued growth. They are positioning it as a leading therapy in its class.
That's encouraging. And what about the commercial infrastructure supporting the foam? Have they expanded their sales force or marketing efforts specifically for this product line to drive that growth?
The report confirms that their commercial teams have been actively promoting the foam formulation, leveraging targeted marketing campaigns and educational initiatives for healthcare professionals. They've invested in ensuring broad access and awareness, which is crucial for capturing and expanding market share.
It sounds like a well-executed strategy. Beyond the current performance, Section 2 might also touch on the future potential of the foam formulation. Are there plans for expanding its indications or further optimizing the delivery system?
That's a great question, and yes, Section 2 does hint at future potential. While the focus is on Q3 performance, they often include forward-looking statements. They are exploring opportunities to expand the use of their foam technology to other dermatological conditions, which could significantly broaden its market reach.
That's a smart move. Leveraging a successful delivery platform across multiple indications is a common and effective strategy in pharma. It reduces R&D risk and capitalizes on existing expertise. So, the foam share is not just a Q3 success story, but a platform for future growth.
Exactly. It represents a significant asset in their portfolio. Now, moving on to Section 3, which focuses on the GTN initiative. What exactly is GTN, and what progress has Arcutis reported in Q3?
The GTN initiative. This is something I've been tracking. GTN likely stands for gross to net, which in the pharmaceutical world refers to the process of managing the difference between a drug's list price and the actual net revenue received after accounting for rebates, discounts, and other adjustments. It's a critical area for profitability.
That's a perfect explanation. Section 3 details Arcutis' efforts in optimizing their gross-to-net, GTN, strategy. They're working to ensure that the net revenue they realize from their product sales is as close as possible to the gross revenue, which is vital for financial health and predictable earnings.
And what were their key achievements or focuses in Q3 regarding GTN? Was it about negotiating better rebate terms, improving contracting strategies, or perhaps enhancing their patient assistance programs to reduce out-of-pocket costs and thus impact net revenue?
The report indicates a multi-pronged approach to GTN optimization. They've been actively engaged in negotiations with payers and pharmacy benefit managers, PBMs, to secure more favorable contracting terms. The goal is to ensure their innovative therapies are accessible to patients while maximizing the net revenue captured by Arcutis.
Negotiating with payers and PBMs is a constant battle in the industry. It requires sophisticated analytics and strong market positioning. Did they share any specific outcomes from these negotiations in Q3, perhaps improved rebate structures or broader formulary access?
Section 3 provides some color on this. While they might not disclose every granular detail of their contracts, the commentary suggests positive progress in securing better formulary placement and managing rebate accruals. They're aiming for a more predictable and favorable net revenue realization.
Predictability is gold for financial planning. Beyond payer negotiations, what other aspects of GTN management are they focusing on? Sometimes, patient assistance programs can also play a role in the net revenue picture.
Yes, patient access and affordability are crucial components. The report touches upon their patient support programs. While these programs aim to help patients afford their medications, they also need to be managed efficiently to align with the company's overall GTN strategy. They are ensuring these programs are sustainable and well integrated.
It's a delicate balancing act, making drugs accessible while also ensuring the company remains financially viable. What are the implications of their GTN efforts for their overall financial performance and investor confidence?
Optimizing GTN directly impacts the bottom line. By improving net revenue realization, Arcutis enhances its profitability and strengthens its financial position. This is crucial for funding ongoing research, development, and commercial expansion, and it certainly boosts investor confidence in their ability to manage the business effectively.
So, the GTN initiative is about maximizing the value of every sale. It's a behind-the-scenes effort that has a very tangible impact on financial results. Now, let's move on to Section 4, which seems to focus on their 2026 vision. This sounds like their long-term strategic outlook.
Indeed. Section 4 outlines Arcutis' ambitious 2026 vision, painting a picture of where they aim to be in the coming years. This isn't just about the next quarter, it's about establishing themselves as a leader in the dermatology market and achieving sustained growth and profitability.
What are the key pillars of this 2026 vision? Are they focused on expanding their product pipeline, entering new therapeutic areas, achieving certain revenue targets, or perhaps global expansion?
The vision encompasses several strategic imperatives. A major component is the continued expansion and optimization of their product portfolio, building on the success of their current offerings like the foam share. They are also looking at developing new therapies and potentially exploring new indications for existing drugs.
So, innovation and pipeline development are central to their long-term strategy. That makes sense for a company in the biotech/pharma space. What about market reach? Are they aiming for significant market share gains or perhaps international expansion?
Absolutely. The 2026 vision includes significant goals for market penetration within their key therapeutic areas. They are also strategically evaluating opportunities for international expansion, bringing their treatments to a wider global patient population. This likely involves partnerships or direct market entry in key regions.
Global expansion is a massive undertaking, requiring substantial investment and navigating complex regulatory environments. How do they plan to fund this ambitious vision? Are they projecting specific revenue milestones that would support these investments?
Section 4 touches upon their financial projections, outlining anticipated revenue growth that is intended to fund these strategic initiatives. They are working towards achieving significant revenue milestones by 2026, which would provide the necessary capital for R&D, commercial expansion, and potential acquisitions.
It sounds like they have a comprehensive plan. Beyond commercial and financial aspects, does the 2026 vision also address their commitment to patients and their long-term impact on dermatological care?
Yes, that's a core element. The vision emphasizes their ongoing commitment to improving the lives of patients with dermatological conditions. They aim to be a leader not just in market share, but in delivering meaningful therapeutic advancements and ensuring patient access to high-quality treatments.
It's encouraging to hear that patient well-being remains at the forefront of their long-term strategy. So, to summarize Section 4, the 2026 vision is about sustained growth through portfolio expansion, market penetration, potential global reach, and a continued patient-centric approach, all underpinned by financial projections.
That's a perfect summary of Section 4. Now, we move into Section 5, which seems to focus on operational highlights and potentially any key developments or partnerships from the quarter.
Section 5, Operational Highlights. What stood out in Q3 from an operational perspective? Were there any manufacturing improvements, supply chain efficiencies, or significant clinical trial updates?
The report indicates continued focus on operational excellence. They've likely made strides in optimizing their manufacturing processes to support the growing demand for their products, ensuring consistent quality and supply. Efficiency in manufacturing and supply chain management is critical for cost control and timely product delivery.
Operational efficiency is the backbone of any successful business, especially in pharmaceuticals where product integrity and availability are paramount. Did they mention any specific advancements in their supply chain or manufacturing capabilities that are noteworthy?
While the report might not go into extreme detail on every operational tweak, the narrative suggests they are maintaining robust supply chains and manufacturing operations. They are likely investing in capacity and efficiency to meet projected growth, ensuring they can reliably supply their expanding market.
That's good to hear. Reliable supply is non-negotiable. What about any new partnerships or strategic alliances that were announced or progressed in Q3? These can often be significant drivers of growth and innovation.
Section 5 might also highlight strategic collaborations. Arcutis has previously engaged in partnerships to advance its pipeline or expand its market reach. Any new agreements or progress on existing ones would be significant operational developments, potentially involving co-development, licensing, or distribution agreements.
Partnerships can unlock new opportunities and share risks. It will be interesting to see if they've forged any new alliances that could accelerate their 2026 vision. Were there any specific clinical development updates mentioned, like progress on ongoing trials or initiation of new ones?
Clinical development is always a key focus for a company like Arcutis. Section 5 could provide updates on the progress of their clinical trials for new indications or pipeline candidates. Positive trial results are crucial catalysts for future growth and market expansion.
Indeed. The pipeline is the future of a pharmaceutical company. So, Section 5 seems to cover the nuts and bolts of how Arcutis is executing its strategy, ensuring operational readiness, exploring strategic collaborations, and advancing its clinical programs.
Precisely. It's about the underlying infrastructure and activities that support their commercial success and long-term vision. Now, we've covered the core sections of the report. Let's move to the conclusion, where they likely summarize their key takeaways and reiterate their outlook.
The conclusion is often where leadership reiterates their confidence and strategic direction. What's the main message Arcutis is leaving investors with at the end of this Q3 report?
The conclusion typically reinforces the positive momentum from the quarter, emphasizing the strong performance driven by their core products, particularly the foam share. They likely reiterate their commitment to executing their 2026 vision and delivering value to patients and shareholders.
So, a message of continued progress and forward-looking confidence. Do they mention any specific upcoming milestones or catalysts that investors should be watching for in the near future?
Often, the conclusion will highlight key upcoming events or developments, such as potential regulatory submissions, data readouts from clinical trials, or further commercial expansion initiatives. These serve as tangible markers of progress towards their long-term goals.
That's helpful for investors to know what to anticipate. It shows the company has a clear plan and defined steps for achieving its objectives. It sounds like Arcutis is painting a very positive picture for its future.
They certainly aim to. The conclusion is designed to leave a lasting impression of strategic clarity and operational strength. It sets the tone for how the company perceives its current standing and its trajectory moving forward.
And with that, we've covered the main body of the report and the conclusion. We should definitely wrap up with the summary section, which often breaks down the key takeaways in a very digestible format. What does the summary highlight?
Yes, the summary is crucial for distilling all the information. It's typically divided into key factors, strengths and insights, and challenges and opportunities. Let's start with the key factors driving their Q3 performance.
Okay, so what are the main key factors the summary points to for Arcutis' recent success?
The summary identifies several key factors. First and foremost is the continued strong commercial execution, particularly the robust sales performance of their key dermatological products. The successful market penetration and adoption of the foam share formulation is highlighted as a major contributor.
That aligns with what we've discussed. The foam share is clearly a star performer. What else is listed under key factors?
Another key factor is the ongoing progress in optimizing their gross-to-net (GTN) strategy. This demonstrates their focus on profitability and efficient revenue realization, which is essential for sustainable growth. They are actively managing the complexities of payer negotiations and contracting.
So, it's not just about selling more, but about ensuring they capture the full value of those sales. That's a critical financial discipline. Are there any other major factors mentioned?
The summary also points to the strategic advancement of their 2026 vision. This indicates that their long-term strategic planning is on track, providing a clear roadmap for future growth and development. It suggests they are making progress on multiple fronts towards their ambitious goals.
It sounds like the key factors are a blend of current commercial success and forward-looking strategic execution. Now, let's move to the strengths and insights part of the summary. What are Arcutis' core strengths identified here?
Under strengths and insights, the summary emphasizes Arcutis' strong R&D capabilities and their expertise in developing innovative dermatological treatments. Their ability to create differentiated products, like the successful foam formulation, is a significant strength.
That formulation expertise is definitely a competitive advantage. What other insights are they providing about their strengths?
They also highlight their growing commercial infrastructure and sales force effectiveness. As they expand their product portfolio and market reach, having a capable and motivated commercial team is crucial for driving adoption and revenue.
A strong commercial team can make or break a product launch and sustain sales. What about their strategic partnerships or their ability to navigate the complex pharmaceutical market?
The summary likely touches upon their strategic agility and their ability to adapt to the evolving market dynamics. This could include their approach to partnerships, regulatory pathways, and payer relations. Their management team's experience in the industry is also a key insight.
So, a combination of scientific innovation, commercial prowess, and strategic acumen. That covers their strengths well. Finally, let's look at the challenges and opportunities section of the summary. What are the main challenges Arcutis is facing?
The challenges and opportunities section acknowledges the competitive nature of the dermatology market. Arcutis faces competition from established players and emerging therapies, requiring continuous innovation and effective market differentiation.
Competition is a given in this sector. What other challenges are highlighted? Perhaps related to pricing pressures or market access?
Yes, pricing and market access remain ongoing challenges in the pharmaceutical industry. Navigating payer negotiations, managing formulary restrictions, and ensuring patient affordability requires constant strategic effort. They also likely mention the inherent risks associated with clinical development and regulatory approvals.
Those are significant hurdles. Now, what about the opportunities? Where does the summary see potential for Arcutis to grow and succeed?
The opportunities are substantial. The summary points to the potential for expanding their product portfolio through further R&D and potentially new acquisitions. Leveraging their successful foam technology across new indications is a major opportunity.
That technology platform approach is definitely a growth avenue. What else?
International market expansion represents another significant opportunity, allowing them to tap into new patient populations and revenue streams. Furthermore, continued innovation in addressing unmet needs in dermatology can open up new therapeutic areas and market segments.
So, the opportunities lie in broadening their existing successes, expanding geographically, and continuing to innovate. It seems like Arcutis has a clear strategy to navigate challenges and capitalize on opportunities.
Exactly. The summary effectively encapsulates the current landscape, highlighting their strengths, acknowledging challenges, and outlining promising avenues for future growth. It provides a comprehensive overview of Arcutis' position and outlook.
This has been a really thorough breakdown of Arcutis' Q3 report, covering everything from the financial highlights and the success of the foam share to their GTN initiatives, the ambitious 2026 vision, operational progress, and the detailed summary. It's clear they are focused on growth and innovation in the dermatology space.
Absolutely. It's an exciting time for Arcutis, and understanding these key elements provides valuable insight for anyone following the company or the broader dermatological therapeutics market. Thanks for breaking it all down with me today.
My pleasure. It's always great to dive into the financial and strategic narratives behind companies like Arcutis. Thanks for having me on the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast.